You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network. Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Twinkle in your eye, and I know it's gonna be alright. I see the rainbow in the sky,
love.
I see the twinkle in your eye.
It's gonna be alright.
Well, well, welcome to the Kia D Unplugged show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Super duper excited to be here with you. Another incredible and amazing Monday. Thank you for tuning in around the globe. I appreciate the love, all of the incredible love that y'all have been showing us week after week, month after month, year after year. We're in our 11th year here on We Talk Radio Network, celebrating 11 incredible years. Kia D Unplugged has been around for the all of those years. The After the Lights Go Out radio show has been around for every single year. Kia D Unplugged, I created that in like 2012, something like that. So before that, I did a show called Living Beyond Beyond with Kia D. That was the Kia D Unplugged show. But I had a television show as well. So the name of the television show was called the Kia D Unplugged show. So when times got tough and, you know, couldn't afford to pay for that television show anymore, that crew was expensive, then I decided to take the Living Beyond Beyond radio show and turn it into a segment. And my radio show then became the Kia D Unplugged show. So shout out to everybody who knows the history of We Talk Radio Network and Kia D. I've done a lot of amazing things in the community, in the world, in radio broadcasting and blah, blah, blah. But I think by far the best thing that I possibly could have done is being able to raise two beautiful daughters to be just as amazing as they are. Real talk. So shout out to my two beautiful girls who I love so very, very much, Tamija and Riley. Riley is an artist. She's 15. Tamija's 25. She owns her own business. Y'all make sure y'all check out Shop From The Bottom on Facebook, Instagram, all social media platforms, videography, photography, incredible merchandise, Shop From The Bottom merchandise. They do a lot of amazing things, so y'all make sure y'all check them out. And a lot of great things to come in store for them. I love youth and young adults because they know how to do big things. Riley also has some amazing things that are coming down the pipeline. Not only is she an artist, but she's a piano player and a dancer, and she's just so many amazing things. So, and she also has a radio show right here every single Saturday. It's called the Ken and Rye Show. I have a beautiful niece and two beautiful nieces, Kennedy and Destiny, and they are a part of that show as well. Very, very talented young ladies, Kennedy and Riley and Destiny. Destiny has a show on Friday nights as well. It's called Friday Night Hype with DB. Y'all make sure you check it out every single Friday night at 7 p.m. She's 21 doing her thing, talking about everything, you know, everything from college stuff to adulthood stuff. I mean, you name it, just check it out. And then on Saturdays at 2:00 in the afternoon, you have to let your kids tune in to the Ken and Rye Show. Man, you talk about funny, quirky conversation with three incredible and amazing young adults and youth. Just awesome. So check them out because they're super fabulous. We got a lot of amazing shows. We also have the Diamond Crew podcast. Now, let me tell you, if you have not tuned in on Thursday afternoon at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time to the Diamond Crew podcast, you are missing out on life. Hilarious. Real talk. Okay. You've got to get there. Right. We air right here every single Thursday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. You do not want to miss it. And that's real talk. Hilarious, hilarious show. Shout out to the Neil, the strong and amazing Neil family for hosting that show, as well as Diamond Sound Productions. They are the hosts and producers of that amazing show. Y'all check out Diamond Sound Productions online, on all their social media platforms. If you need audio production services for anything, they're amazing. So make sure you check them out. They also have some amazing youth they've brought along to our We Talk Radio family, and the name of their radio show, the name of their youth is the Diamond Crew Kids, and so they have a radio show here every Friday at 4 p.m. called the Diamond Crew Kids. Man, y'all check them out. Listen, these youth are doing amazing things, and they're really blowing us adults out of the water, okay? I'm just going to say that. Saturdays at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, is my incredible fiance's radio show. I can't believe I get to say that, y'all. I am engaged. If you're, for those of y'all who didn't know, your girl Kia D is engaged, getting married next year. Really excited about it. But shout out to T. Smiley. He has a show every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Real talk, real men, you name it. They have the cavemen. So everything that that y'all talk about in that cave is going to get discussed at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Cave Radio Show. And then, of course, Shine Lord Radio Show. Come get your blessings on every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. We have an incredible pastor that we feature. He's the senior pastor of Soil Church. He is Pastor Jeremy Glenn, and he is off the chain. Known him for a very long time. And I believe that God is literally using him to send a mighty word to us here at We Talk Radio Network. And we are really being empowered by the mighty word that God is sending through him. So y'all make sure y'all check that out every Sunday. And you can go back and listen to those podcasts if you want. Sunday at 7 p.m., Brand New Day with Emily Blue and Deanne Lax. They are absolutely incredible duo team that bring you motivation and inspiration every single Sunday. Don't want to miss it. And then we end the week off with a bang, okay? The E-Man After Show every single Sunday, no matter what, rain, sleet, snow, holidays, it doesn't matter. E-Man is in the building. Shout out to Mandy, the mentor that helps him come in and co-host that show. He has an incredible panel of gentlemen that are extremely informative and don't mind opening up and sharing. And I think that's the big thing, you know, our men shows. It's important that they open up and share because we got a lot of people tuning in from everywhere. And, you know, being able to share will give people an opportunity, no matter where they are in life, no matter where they are in the globe, to be able to know they've got, you know, they can open up too. You know, it's important for us to be able to show people around the globe that it's okay to express yourself in a positive manner and have positive forward moving thinking conversations, even if it does turn into a small debate. It's all good. You know, learn how to debate without debating at the end it turning into something violent. And that's what we do here. We just have incredible conversations. We love motivating and inspiring you, uplifting you. You're never going to find a lot of drama here. We just don't do that, you know. And we've had opportunities, real talk, to be drama filled. We got a lot of drama and dirt on a lot of stuff and a lot of people. And we just don't release that information here. It's just not important. You know, for us, it's not important. Those kinds of numbers aren't important. We'll get the numbers that we need, that the numbers that God wants us to have, but we don't want that. So we appreciate the platform and the opportunity that God has given us, and we never want to mess that up. So with that being said, we're going to get to some hot topics here in just a little bit. But up first, I'm gonna give you some incredible music. I see my incredible team coming in. Shout out to E-Man from the E-Man After Show, holding it down every single Sunday night, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. As a matter of fact, whenever this show is over, I want you guys to go and I want you to tune in to the E-Man After Show. You seriously, what you absolutely have to do is go straight to his show right after this and listen to that podcast. Absolutely amazing. So we'll be right back with the Kia D Unplugged show right here on We Talk Radio.
Oh.
More Kia D Unplugged right after this.
Hello, like before. I'd never come here if I'd known that you were here. I must admit though that it's nice to see you, dear. You look like you've been doing well. Hello, like before. I hope we've grown, 'cause we were only children then. For laughs, I guess we both can say I knew you when. But then again, it's kiss and tell. Guess I'd always known we'd meet again somehow. So then it might as well be
Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, We Talk. We listen. We make it happen.
We are live with Kia D right here on the Kia D Unplugged Show on We Talk Radio Network.
That's right. We're back with more of this incredible show. It is the Kia D Unplugged Show. We Talk Radio Network. You can find us every single day at www.wetalkradio.com. Now, listen, for those of you who do not know, I'm going to let you know right now, your girl Kia D is getting married, and I am super excited. I can't wait. It's going to be like one of the biggest events of my life. Of course, outside of having my children, we're going to turn this into a true celebration. Okay. And so y'all might get a little tired of me over this next year as I get to planning. I might start talking about stuff out loud. All good. Just flow with me. Shout out to T Smiley. I'm going to bring him in. What's up, T Smiley?
What's up? What's up?
Shout out to E-Man. I'm going to bring him in. What's up, E-Man?
What's up, Kia D?
Listen, having a good old time. Having a good old time. Having a good old time today. Okay, so listen, one of the artists that we just heard from was Anthony David. He's literally one of my all-time favorite artists ever. And so for those of you who are tuned in and listening today, if you want to really be my best friend, go ahead and figure out a way to either get Raheem Devon, Layla Hathaway, or Anthony David at this wedding. You can do that for me. And listen, this goes out to everybody tuning in tonight. Figure out a way to make it happen. That's all I'm saying, because that is about to be a party, and I got to have them there. T. Smiley, who do you want to have there? Of course, besides the late, great Prince and Michael Jackson, who are your all-time favorites, who would you like to
see?
You
know what? If I can get there, if I can get their, what they call it, hologram, you know what I'm saying? I have him in the building for it now.
I know you would. I know you would.
I really would. I really would. But no, seriously, man, honestly, the pick that, the lineup that you got, that you're trying to get, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely with that. You know, I just love music. So if any one of them come, we both going to be acting crazy. So it really don't matter to me.
I'm telling you. E-Man, listen. If you were going to have a big day like this, a big celebration, who would you want to see come and perform at your big celebration?
Fantasia.
Listen.
If y'all bring Fantasia up in here, it's going to be a problem.
And let me tell you something about Fantasia, real talk. Me and T. Smiley went to the Fantasia in concert, I think last year. Was it last year, T. Smiley? Last year, year before last, whatever it was.
Yeah,
might have been the year before that.
Year before that.
Went to see Fantasia in concert. Woo-hoo! She knows how to put on a full-scale show.
Right.
For
right.
real. Extremely impressed. Like, for real, from the top to the bottom, rooted to the tutor, she dances, she sings, she performs, everything. I mean, she's just a complete performer. And it really was good to see her. She got emotional on stage. She took us to church. You know we like to go to church. She took us to church.
Right.
I mean, it was amazing. It was, T. Smiley, what did you think about that concert?
Man, that concert was everything, like. When you say she took us to, like, it was already something good watching her perform, but you know, she had a little, what would you call it, a testimony break, and then she went to church, and before I knew it, I felt like it was at like a Sunday morning worship service, because when I tell you people was in there speaking in tongues, and I was like, not at a Fantasia concert. Come on, we just seen Tank, we just seen Robin Thicke. And now Fantasia up here taking us to church, and I'm just like, you know what? This kind of concert I'm talking about. I love it. Right.
It didn't feel out of place. It felt natural.
Exactly.
It was natural to have that in that space. Go right ahead. I'm sorry. What were you saying, E-Man? Oh, I think we lost E-Man. All good.
I'm here. Can you hear me? I'm sorry. Can you hear me
now? Yeah, we got you now. We got you back. But listen, we're gonna try and get Fantasia at a concert for real. What were you saying, E-Man?
I had an opportunity when she was at the symphony here in Dallas. She did the symphony one Sunday night in Dallas, Texas. Listen, her shoes went one way and other people went the other way. You know, woo, that's when she kind of first out that she won American Idol. Well, you ain't nobody like trying to, well, she married now, so I can't be saying all that. But ain't nobody like her taste.
Now, she's still fine. You got to give her props. You got to give her props. Yeah. The girl is bad. She's gorgeous. She's banging. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. She can sing. She can't sing. She can sing. It's a difference. Now, we have had many debates on this show, specifically on this show, about two particular artists. And I want to ask you what you think. E-Man, I know exactly how T-Smiley, actually, no, T-Smiley, I'm going to bring it back to the drawing board for you too, my brother.
You already know.
So let me ask you this, you know, and we know that both of these two young ladies are extremely talented sisters, amazingly talented sisters, that actually both of them did a competition to some degree. Fantasia did American Idol. And the other person I'm talking about is Leandria Johnson. And she did Sunday's Best. Yeah, I know. Clear that throat out. Get it together because you're about to make a decision. If who do you think, you know, if they were going to do a versus battle, Fantasia versus Leandria Johnson? E-Man, go right ahead.
I would say Fantasia hands down.
Oh, you still going with Fantasia?
Can I tell you why?
Go on, tell me why.
Go ahead.
Leandria Johnson. Yeah, I get it. The girl can sing, but Fantasia, she can sing. There's a difference. Leandria Johnson, she can sing, but Fantasia, Marino, Taylor. Listen. That's my secret girlfriend. I'm on the track walking with Mandy right now. Hello, Mandy.
Watch out there now.
Hello, what's up, everybody?
Hey,
and,
hey.
Ain't nobody like a Fantasia. You know, Mandy fine, too, but damn, Fantasia.
Yes, she is. Mandy very fine.
A Fantasia?
You can check out Fantasia.
So, you know, if it was a versus battle, I would go with Fantasia. Now, Leandria Johnson, she ain't no pushover now.
Are you going with her because of based on looks or performance?
I would say performance because, you know, Leandria Johnson, she just holler and scream a lot now.
Oh, Lord.
She holler and scream a lot, but she can hold a chord. And I know you're a drummer. She can hold a chord. You know, I know you know music.
She cold with it, man.
But now, if you put Fantasia in her, and I'm going to go and throw another twist in there, Tia D and Mr. T. Smiley. You cannot leave Jennifer Hudson out of this here.
Oh, wow. No, you can't.
So, if... I would, it'll be tight. It's almost a three-way tie almost. But Fantasia, she's just going to stick her head out just a little bit. Listen, man, until you go to a rehearsal with Fantasia, listen, I'm going to have to see if I can make some phone calls. I can just see Fantasia and Leandria Johnson, you know.
Listen, I'm telling you. Let me see if I can pull in a little Leandria real quick. Let me see if I can.
Please do.
Give me a screen with Leandria Johnson. But give me some with Fantasia.
And bruh, I didn't think it hurt me, so I had to say. Deliver me. Yeah. Anybody can testify. Hurt me. And I'll tell
you. Now listen to me. Now hold up.
But Kia D,
you can't
Kia
tell
D,
me.
Kia D. Kia D. Kia D, do you remember
when Fantasia did the tribute to Patti LaBelle. You are my friend.
I do.
Can you bring that one in? We just gonna go shut it down for y'all tonight. We'll do the versus battle right on the Kia D show. Can you bring that one in? What she did, the you are my friend. Get to the part where, listen, it's the Kia D show tonight.
I'm gonna see if we can get it.
Yeah, because you know she glided in on the song. You know, Fantasia built the song up, and when she got to that level where, you know, that mouth got to trembling, like Mr. T said, she was speaking in tongues.
Mm.
That mouth got to trembling right there. The whole stadium came. Everybody in the building came up. They was like, oh, and she threw that hand out there, Patti LaBelle, everybody on the front, everybody came up. Can't nobody work it like Fantasia now.
She's a bad sister. She's a bad sister.
You know, so that'll be a tight, that's a good versus battle right there, Kia.
Let me see what we can get.
That's what Ty Tripp.
Yeah. You finna come in here and kill it in a minute. Watch this right here.
Mm-hmm.
Girl is bad.
Yeah, I'm already feeling something right.
But you're the only one that really loves me. When everybody else just misjudges, you're the only one that never left me. Here we go.
Can't lie about it. The girl got a voice. We can't lie about it. It's pure. It's beautiful. But I don't know. I'm gonna be honest with you. If I heard them both, I'm gonna be laid out either way. It don't matter because the voices are so beautiful. But if we had a versus battle, and we had to take it to church, who you think gonna take us to church first, Fantasia or LeAndrea Johnson?
If you had to take it to church, I would give it to LeAndrea Johnson in that perspective, you know, because, you know, just her whole charisma and the way she sing and her application and, you know, just her testimony alone, I can see her taking it to church, but she, you know, I don't want to upset y'all because I know y'all LeAndrea Johnson fan. She just whined just a little bit too much for me. You know what I'm saying? She just whined just a little bit too much. You know. But the girl's bad. She bad. But baby, listen. Fantasia, hands down. Anybody got any money out there? Let's do a bet on the Kia D show. I got $20, Fantasia. Let's see how many of I got 20 on Fantasia.
Got 20 on LeAndrea, so let's go.
Woo! Man, okay. Listen, it sounds like we need to do a real versus battle right here on We Talk Radio, Fantasia versus LeAndrea Johnson. We got to make that happen. It looks like we already got $20 on both sides of the table laid down as a full bet. The bet is ready. It is alive and on the table. I will say this. If you want to call in tonight and chat with us, the phone number is 563-999-3456.
You was waiting on
the
TNT.
Again, that number is 563-999-3456.
That's how we do it right here when we talk radio.
Vote. Call in and vote. Call in and get your vote in tonight.
Get your vote yeah. in tonight.
Get your vote in. Fantasia or Leon Dunn.
Listen, and we go, like he said, we're going to throw in one extra. Jennifer Hudson. We're going to throw one extra.
You going to throw Jennifer Hudson in there?
We're gonna put some Jennifer Hudson in there. She's a bad sister, so we don't have a real choice. We gotta do that. You know what I'm real talk. So so call in if you wanna put your vote in. In the meantime, we've got a couple things we need to talk about that happened in the news. You guys have heard about that condo that collapsed in Miami Beach. Death toll now has risen to 90 people they have found. So they're still, of course, doing the demolition and trying to, of course, making sure the debris is in a contained area, still searching for individuals that may have been impacted by that under that structure. Just a real sad situation. A lot of people are actually reconsidering living there because where they're at is like kind of near the water. And so a lot of people are considering like moving and selling their properties and stuff like that. What do y'all think about that? Yeah, I know, right?
I mean, if you're not used to it and that happened, like, yeah, I would see people moving. But, you know, maybe for the ones that's been there and have kind of, you know, not saying experienced it, but, you know, kind of know the area and know the land and know the property and all that. They, you know, they to them, they're probably like, oh, okay, well, you know, this and this wasn't right, or, you know, maybe this wasn't right or whatever the case may be. So, I mean, you know, and you said this is in Miami, right?
Yeah, Miami, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
A lot of water.
Yeah, you know, and of course it's you know, I mean it's near the water, you know, so it's one of those things where the ground is ever shifting, you know. So they said that it the building is sinking 8 millimeters. Let me stop this. Let me rephrase that. I think it's 2 millimeters every year, or every so often. The building is sinking about 2 millimeters into the ground. So, you know, just definitely something to keep in mind, I guess, as people are out there, you know, people are wanting to go to that side of town and that state to retire and live on the water. And, you know, these are definitely things to consider, you know, as you're going and trying to find a place to stay for the rest of your days. Because has Florida ever been a place that you guys have said, hey, man, I definitely want to spend the rest of my life wrapped up in a Florida beach, you know, on the coast somewhere?
Well, you know, my son is out there with Miami, with Miami this year. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm getting, you know, I'll be traveling out there quite a bit this year. You know?
Well, you make sure you don't stay on the beach. How about that? Yeah, you go find a hotel somewhere else, closer to the freeway.
Mhm.
But you know what? I was thinking that's just like the people that's moved. That, you know, what's that stuff? Is it California where they had earthquakes? Yeah, California, right?
Yeah, California. Yeah. Mhm.
So I mean, it's I put it in that kind of category, like. Like, if you know it's, like, landslides or, you know, things like that that's going on, but you still decide to move there, I mean, it's kind of what it is at this point. I mean, because California, if you think about California, you know, a lot of people move there to, like, retire or whatever. They ain't never been, well, people think about it, but if they hear the story about, oh, it's earthquakes over that way, you know, most people, they ain't never had to deal with it, you know what I mean? They probably be like, nah, I'm straight, but. Those are the ones that want to take the risk and the chance. You know what I'm saying? Hey, go for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm.
If you look at it, there's really no safe. There's no safe place to stay, really. I mean, if you're not dealing with natural disasters, you're dealing with criminal violence.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Real talk.
Right.
Real talk. I got a question for you both. I know y'all are traveling men. Y'all love to travel, and y'all, I'm sure, fly planes when you travel. Am I correct? You get on a plane? Have you ever flown a plane when you travel?
All the time. That's
well,
my best friend.
You know me. Yeah, you know me. I'm nervous all the way up till I sit down. So.
Well, you know, what's the craziest thing you've ever seen on a plane? Have you guys ever seen anything like crazy happen on a plane, or has it usually been pretty, you know, calm?
Pretty calm.
Well, you know, for me, there's been a few little turbulence that was kind of scary there. I had to be on a, what was that, American Airlines?
Mm-hmm,
boy, I was sitting over the wheel, and boy, they let them
Ooh.
Wheels down. Listen, if I ain't ever prayed to God, like I can get a prayer through, boy, look at her. Jesus, if I just gotta go today, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't nothing nice. And you know what, Kia, this businessman was sitting beside me. You know what he said to me? He looked over, he said, son, it ain't nothing but the wheels. You must don't fly off. Ooh, that scared the devil out of me, because them jokers hit hard. I was like, oh, somebody done bombed this plane. And that white man looked at me, he said, son, it ain't nothing but the wheels. They just let the wheels down. We get ready to land. Oh, but my heart was beat because, boy, that ain't no good ride over the engine and the wheels. That's all I'm going to say.
You know what? You are absolutely correct. I flew in a Spirit plane one time in the back.
Oh,
man.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
That was the last time I flew Spirit. I was like, it was musty in there. It was just a lot happening. It was a lot. I was like, you know what? I'm going to pay the extra $25 or whatever they cost every time and take another flight on a different airline. I am not doing Spirit again. Shout out to Spirit and all the flight attendants out there to work for Spirit. Let me ask y'all a question. Have you ever seen, you know, as you're on a plane or on a flight, have you ever seen a woman duct tape to a chair inside of an airplane?
I think I'll be trying to get off if I'm saying that.
No, I haven't seen that one.
Well, that actually happened last week. Last week, there was a woman that actually was duct taped to her chair on an American Airlines flight, and a video went viral on TikTok. The airline said the woman tried to exit the plane mid-flight, and she attacked flight attendants. So let me tell you what happened. So the video actually shows a woman duct taped to her seat. Shout out to Yahoo News for this particular story. It's everywhere, but I got this one from Yahoo News. They duct taped her to her seat in an American Airlines flight after an incident which the airline says she attacked the flight attendants and attempted to open the plane's front door. Now, who is going to open the plane's front door?
Unbelievable.
Real talk. So the video was filmed on... Yep, it was on an American Airlines flight. It was going from Dallas, Fort Worth, of course, to Charlotte, North Carolina on last Tuesday. Now, in the video, an unidentified woman in first class can be seen with duct tape around her chest and her mouth as she attempts to scream at passengers who are departing the plane after it landed. Now, in a follow-up video, which is the same lady who actually did this first video on the plane, she did a follow-up video, and she said the commotion started an hour into the two-hour flight when all flight attendants were running up and down the aisles, frantically kind of whispering to each other. The crew began locking bathrooms and started grabbing bags from overhead bins, but wouldn't say exactly what was going on. She said it was just like chaos, and no one was saying what was going on. The pilot eventually spoke over the intercom and said and asked people to stay in their seats because of a bad situation in the plane, but did not elaborate anything according to this young lady who did her TikTok video, the follow-up video. She said, as the plane was landing, a flight attendant who sat near the passenger said a woman had an outburst and attempted to get off the plane. She said that the person who did the outburst said, I need to get off the plane. And she went up to the exits and started banging on the door saying, you need to let me off this plane.
Wow. Her anxiety was real high, huh?
Yeah, you know, they were already an hour into the flight, so either her anxiety was high or she took something. I watched a video the other day, and this is not a joke. This was a TikTok video or something I saw on Instagram. I can't remember where it was. It was a black woman, and she was in the back of the plane, and she evidently stood up and just started ranting and raving. And what she was doing, seriously, it looked as if she was demon-possessed. She was screaming, and I'm serious. She was screaming and hollering, and from the video itself, she was climbing into seats and climbing over seats, and she was almost levitating. I mean, it was interesting. It was not a fake video; it was a real video. She wasn't levitating, but the way you could just tell she was demon possessed. So one of the passengers on the back of the plane said she was just sitting there fine, so she must have took something. So she must have taken something. On that plane, you know, we don't know what people take, not saying she was, maybe she was a drug mule and the drugs burst inside of her body. I'm not saying she was, but that happens sometimes. You know, when those drugs bust inside of your body, you're going to go all kind of cuckoo crazy because they are literally boom, 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 exploding inside of you. It ain't just one. It's a whole lot if a bag is going to bust in your body. So, and then some people just take things on their own accord. You know, maybe she took some kind of, I've never seen a sleeping pill do that to you, but, you know, she must have taken something. Again, and then there's anxiety, there's mental health issues, there's all kinds of things that come into play, you know, with these kinds of situations. You know, what would y'all do in a situation like this if y'all were caught up in a situation where, you know, y'all had to literally be a part of a, trying to strap a woman down to a seat on an airplane an hour into your flight?
I'm laughing, Kia, because I was watching a movie, and I can't remember the movie, but old boy just knocked old girl out. You know, he just knocked her out, you know. And, you know, once he knocked out, the flight was the flight was just calm. You know, I don't know what I would do in a situation like that, you know, trying to restrain them, because you know a lot of it has to do with claustrophobic. A lot of people just claustrophobic.
Yeah.
They just don't like tight spaces, you know. And you know, you just have to, you know. I guess if I was hipping someone, you know, I'll just go for a feet first. You know, the feet is about to, you know, take her out of, with her feet, tie her feet down, you know. Then I go get the duct tape. What was it, duct tape, Kim?
Go get the duct tape
and just strap her to the seat. Tell her to shut up. Listen, you tripping. You holding up the whole flight. We trying to get somewhere. You know, you know, duct tape her mouth and everything. You know, listen, you going to shut up because we can't land. Kia, you know what you just reminded me of? This is a true story. Peace, Miley, you too young for this. You just 33. You too young for this. You might remember this story. You know, back in the day when the Dallas Cowboys was playing, Hollywood Henderson, you know, linebacker for the Cowboys, number 56, greatest linebacker of our time, in the early 80s. Hollywood just had got fired by Tom Landry. Hollywood Henderson got on this plane, smoked, just like you talking about that, you know, them pills busted inside of you. Hollywood Henderson got on this private plane to fly to Miami. This is a true story, factual. You know, you can fact check it. It's probably out there at Google somewhere. And he got on the plane, and he was so high till he started hallucinating. He told the pilot, listen, if y'all don't drop this plane, I'm jumping out this dope.
Wow.
And, you know, Hollywood was a big guy. And he got to the door. They say he was hallucinating. And one of the bodyguards knocked him out.
When they hit him, he just went out. If not, that plane was going down. That's a true story. You know, that's in the Dallas Cowboys. You know, that was the early 80s. Hollywood Henderson. This kind of reminds me of that.
Wow.
If a person, you know, been smoking some, having some in their system, they under the, you know, the influence, it's going to take a lot to strap them down. So if me and T. Smiley was up in there trying to take them to a seat, man, I tell you, get the arms, I got the legs. You know, we finna manhandle this for. You understand what I'm saying? Listen, because you ain't finna crash with you tripping. You finna come off your high. You understand what I'm saying?
What you say? What? Come on now. What you say? What you say? You
listen,
finna come off your high.
You finna come off this high because I ain't going down because you tripping. I'm finna mess up your whole high. You know?
That is funny. That is hilarious.
Man.
Wow. Well, I will tell you, I have not seen anything that crazy on a plane, and I pray I never do.
Exactly.
Real talk. Real talk.
Now,
I pray I never do.
Feet in the air.
You know, there's too many elements to it. You know what I'm saying? There's way too many elements to that. You know, open just somebody opening up the door, everybody's in danger. You know what I'm saying? What if the pilot? This is the deal. What happens if it's the pilot?
Going down. Just ask the Lord. Say, Lord, listen. God, I know I ain't did everything perfect, but please forgive me of my sins right now. Are we going down?
Forgive me of my sins real quick, Lord.
Everything. Anybody, Lord. You know, just go. You know the ones I don't like. You know, I don't fake about it. You know, but since if I got to go, let me be. No,
Oh, wow. Man, that's funny. Okay, I got a question for
What's
you guys.
What's the stove now? I know. I got two up on Mr. T right now. What's the vote, Kia?
We still waiting on the final count. Once we get that final count in, we'll let you know what that's gonna be for tonight. Might be Fantasia. Might be J Hood. Might be Leandria Johnson. Hopefully they're listening, tuning in tonight. Somebody call them up and tell them we talking about them over here on the Kia D Unplugged show on We Talk Radio so they can come on and defend themselves right here tonight. So I know you guys heard about the Haitian president that was shot and killed in his home on last week. Did y'all hear about that?
Yes.
Yeah, actually, we talked about that on the show last night, on the Mandy DeVentor show. That was one of our favorite stories.
You know, talk to me about what you know specifically about that story thus far.
Well, you know, I didn't know too much about it. The only thing I know when Mandy reported it, began to share it, that, you know, it appeared to be like it was an inside job. That was hood style. They actually murdered this person.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
And from my understanding, they shot his wife too, and they flew her to Miami, right? You know.
Yeah.
She's supposed to be over here in Miami, but Mandy kind of talked about it underneath a little bit, you know, on her show last night. You know, I'm not real familiar with the whole story, but you know. That's crazy.
You know, they did. I seen something, I think it was earlier today. I didn't open it up when it came on my phone, but they did say it had to be somebody in the U.S. That had, like, ties on the inside. So they do know it's, like, an inside job.
Kia, I understand they shot the guy's eyes out.
You got to be kidding me.
Yes. I mean, allegedly, you know. it was supposed to be brutal.
Oh,
you know?
Man. Oh, man.
And he's the president, so.
That's horrible.
That's horrible.
man, beyond belief. You know what I can say about. Well, let me speculate about it, and I'll tell you more about what I know. You know, anytime you have a situation like this, where first of all, the wife said that there were people in the house that were speaking English, you know, American English very well. And so they knew that somebody in the house or somebody who was a part of this team of people that had come in, because there was a team of people. It wasn't just two or three. It was like it was almost 30 people, right? I think it was 28 specifically people that actually went into this and did this, were a part of this whole thing. But one thing I do know is it had to have been an inside job because, you know, you got people that are, you know, that are watching. You got people that are, there's a whole security team that they had to have gotten through. I mean, how did you make it through the first layer of the security team without the second layer of security team being alerted somebody was coming? Like, you know, they didn't right. come through the backwoods. I mean, it was just real interesting how all this happened. And so I was like, okay, but as of yesterday or today, one of the Haitian men that was arrested on suspicion of taking part in this assassination of the Haitian president last week has been an informant to the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, according to a DEA official on today. And this is according to Yahoo News. Thanks, Yahoo News, for this report. Haitian authorities last week arrested two Haitian-American men, Joseph Vincent, who's 55, and James Solange, who's 35, and charged them with joining 26 Colombians in the fatal attack of the Haitian president. The DEA official who spoke on Monday, spoke on only on anonymous conditions and declined to say which of the two men had been an informant. One of the suspects in the assassination was a confidential source to the DEA, is what he said. The DEA official actually announced that in an email that the suspect had reached out to the DEA after the assassination and that it urged him to surrender. These individuals were not acting on the DEA behalf, according to the DEA official that spoke. So the suspect was not an active informant at the time of the assassination, is what they said. The third Haitian-American man, Christian Emmanuel Sanon, was arrested on Sunday by Haitian authorities who accused him of being a mastermind behind the attack. The U.S. law enforcement and intelligence agencies are probing why the Haitian-American men may have taken part in this assassination. The Justice Department said on Monday it had been asked by Haiti to assist in the probe to figure out exactly what was going on. So the department will also investigate whether there are any other any violations of U.S. criminal law in connection with this matter. So they are definitely about to get them. They are going to get him. Yeah. So it's crazy. You know, really is. It's a crazy situation. They have also arrested a Haitian American man who has ties to Florida, and he's a doctor or a dentist or he's something in Florida, and so they were saying that he was the one who was potentially trying to take over Haiti or something like that. It's just got to continue to pray for Haiti, because once they kill your president, you know what I'm saying? They killed your president. You know, right, that's terrifying. Right. That's terrifying. Oh, yeah. You know, as bad as we didn't want Donald Trump, we didn't want nobody to kill him.
Kill him, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we didn't want nobody to go hurt him. You know, so this is cutthroat. Like, this is real cutthroat. So we definitely going to have to, you know, keep our eyes and ears and everything else open, you know what I'm saying, and continue to pray for Haiti. So...
Any reports on his wife, Kia?
You know what? I do not have any updates on the wife. I will definitely get some more updates and figure out exactly what is going on with the wife. Find out. I'm really hoping that wherever she is, nobody knows where she is. If she's in Florida, I don't know if that's going to be a good situation either. But I definitely know she don't need to be in Haiti. I do know she's definitely safe if she's going to be on the United States grounds. But you don't know who to trust over here, you know. At the end of the day, so I'm sure she's terrified. You know, I could only imagine. you know, the fear that she's going through right now. Not being, they just killed your husband. They tried to kill you. They shot the man's eyes out.
Man, that's
you
crazy.
You gotta be kidding me. They
that
shot the man's eyes out. I mean, I am speechless. That's like a murder that says something. That's just not a murder. You know what I'm saying? Like that's a message.
Right.
That's a message.
That's execution.
Absolutely.
Yeah, execution right there.
1,000%.
Yeah.
1,000%. And the wife is just absolutely blessed to be alive at this point. And she is absolutely blessed to be alive.
Yeah,
they do say
she's still pulling through.
Say it again?
Yeah, because they reported that she should pull through.
Yeah. They do say
the
suspects say they broke into his house to arrest him, not kill him. That's what some the suspects in the Haitian president assassination say. They broke into his house to arrest him, not kill him. So, you know, that's just some of the things that they're saying. The Pentagon is reviewing. Haiti has requested military support from the United States of America, and so the Pentagon is now reviewing that request for military support for Haiti. So, interim president, Haiti's interim prime minister says the president was tortured before his assassination. So I need to find out exactly how long they were in the house, and lots of stuff coming out about it. Mm-hmm. FBI and Homeland Security are assisting in the investigation. It was a Florida-based doctor that was arrested and accused of playing a role in the assassination. He's a Florida-based doctor. Yeah. Yep. So I will definitely keep everybody in the loop on what's going on. And, you know, I read a report recently that, you know, there was a young lady who was killed in the Capitol riot. Do you remember that Capitol riot on January the 6th?
Yeah.
There was a young lady that was killed. There was a young lady that was killed in that riot. And I read a report that said that President Donald Trump was, like, praising this woman. Like, she was an amazing woman, and she did the – I was like, what? You know, she went in and literally tried to – right. She was like, what? Ashley Babbitt was her name, and he said Trump called Ashley Babbitt an innocent, wonderful, incredible woman, and yeah, and she was a part of the mob that stormed the Capitol. Yeah, so a lot of interesting stories, a lot of interesting things that are going on. We got more news. I don't know if we're going to get to it tonight because that Haitian situation is very heavy. I want everybody to continue to pray for Haiti. And, you know, I mean, it's just a sad situation. I'm even reconsidering really, you know, how we're going to even handle this wedding next year because, you know, due to the new variants, the two new variants that are out, the Delta variant, and I don't even know what the other variant is. I don't know if we'll even be ready next year to have this wedding. You know, I just don't know. So we may end up having to do something small and not even be able to do the big thing that we want to do. Now, we're still going to do some kind of concert. We're going to make that happen. But we don't know how, but we're going to make it happen. Face shields and masks and sanitizers. Some kind of way we're going to make it work. You know what I'm saying? Y'all keep tuning in to the Kia D Unplugged show. This last hour of the show, we are going to play some incredible music, hang out, and have a good time. I'm definitely looking forward to it. E-Man, I know you hanging out with us. The Mandy the Mentor show. A lot of people want to know more about the Mandy the Mentor show. It airs every single Sunday night at 7 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Tell us more about the Mandy the Mentor show.
Yes, thank you, Kia. Yes, Mandy the Mentor Show is every Sunday night at 7 p.m. on Talk Radio. Yeah, that show is all about uplifting, encouraging, and empowering some young lady, some young man that somewhat need mentoring. And we come on there, we have interviews, we play good music, you know, we cut it up, chat it up, but, you know, It's to empower that young lady that, you know, just need, you need some extra guidance, some extra boost, you know. So you'll get a little mentorship, you'll get a little encouragement, you'll get some good music, you'll get some fun all over Man of the Mentorship.
Absolutely, you will. Every Sunday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, you can go to Blog Talk Radio, B-L-O-G, Talk Radio, Blog Talk Radio, and type in Mandy the Mentor, and you'll be able to listen to her live on Sundays at 7 p.m. Now, you come on right after that, the E-Man After Show. Tell them all about the E-Man After Show, Sunday nights at 9 p.m.
Well, the E-Man After Show, it's all men talk. We just men come around the domino table. We come around the domino table. I put a big six question out there. We talk about men issues, what men talk about, because sisters want to have a sneak peek of what we talk about and how we think. And so we try to let, because, you know, in every man, there's a little boy trying to get out. And so sometimes y'all miss our sign language. Sometimes y'all miss the signal because y'all don't know when the little boy is speaking and y'all don't know when the man is speaking. And so, you know, just a conversation. You know, of course, we have good music. You know, we're getting ready to dive into some interviews, getting ready to do some live, you know, some live remotes. You know, all of that's going to be on the E-Man After Show. You know, so sisters, you're welcome to call in, and brothers, call in, and, you know, tell us what you want us to talk about. We'll talk about whatever you want us to talk about. You want to talk about some macaroni cheese? We'll talk about macaroni cheese. But it's all men talk. Just real men coming around the table, just playing dominoes and talking about me and stuff. Because last night show, we learned about what? Gray sweatpants, once again.
Yes, we did.
All on the E-Man After. Every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Call me up. Holler at your boy. You know.
Oh, we had some fun last night. For everybody who's it was fun. It was fun for real.
Yeah.
For everybody who's been for everybody who's been tuned in to the Key of the Unplugged show for years, y'all have heard about the gray sweatpants. A couple years ago, we had one of our team members who threw a party. And matter of fact, no, it was last year. It was COVID time. It was last year. She threw a party, and she invited the team to come by and get a plate. And one of our team members, Big Joe, he went by, and he got a plate. And we arrived right after Big Joe got there. And so after, you know, literally 2 to 5 minutes later than Big Joe got there. So the talk of these gray sweatpants was still real heavy when me and T. Smiley walked in the door. And we were confused, like, gray sweatpants. And finally we come to find out Big Joe wore a pair of gray sweatpants over there and got every woman in the house hot and heavy and bothered, okay, with these gray sweatpants. Hilarious. So I had to let the men know, ladies, I broke some of the girl code. It's all good, though. Trust me, they needed to know this one. I let them know that those gray sweatpants definitely is an indicator. Some women didn't even know about it, but I'm filling you in, too. Actually, I didn't know until that day. I ain't never paid attention to that. So when they let me know, I was like, well, cool. Let me tell everybody else. But that gray sweatpants situation is really, you can actually see your print, your male part print, just so you know. So try to wear those to the church house or to the courthouse. Well, you know, depending on what you're trying to get out of the courthouse, you might want to wear them down there. But anyways, just try and be careful and mindful of where you wear those gray sweatpants. We had a good time last night. Y'all make sure y'all check out the E-Man After Show. Last night's show was hilarious. Real men, real boys. And we actually, as women, learn a lot during this particular show, finding out about men and, you know, how they think and how they operate. And, you know, one thing that E-Man talks about is, you know, there's a little boy inside of every man. And you really have to know, you have to know this little boy in order to know the man. You know what I'm saying? And then you got to love the little boy in order to love the man. That don't mean you got to be their mama. That just means you got to love the little boy, too, because just like every woman, inside of every woman, there's still that little bitty girl who wants to be pampered and who dreams of things and who has goals and aspirations. Not like women can't have goals and aspirations, but as a little girl, you know what it means. You know what I'm talking about, that fairy tale princess life. You still kind of have those feelings. You still kind of want those things. And that's all that is. Those boys have, men have that little boy inside of them. So, being able to love the both of them without judgment, and being on the same page, all that kind of stuff, it takes time. It takes massaging of relationships. And you might meet somebody and you've been with them for a couple months, and then you're like, you know what? I don't know if I want to kind of massage no problems with you. I don't know if we're gonna be able to massage stuff, you know, like for real. You figure those things out as you're dating people or courting. Back in the day, we used to court. We ain't court. I'm sorry. I think my mom and them courted. We dated. What, I don't know what this new generation doing. I think they kicking it, like that kind of stuff. You know, they Netflix and chilling. You know, like for real.
Right.
For real, you know. So, but you know, it's all good. It's all good. We got T Smiley back in the building. T Smiley.
What's up? I had to take a work break and actually go to work, but it's all good. I am back. You know what I mean? In between doing the work thing, I had my little girl Maya called me. Maya called, so I had to talk to her.
We got a girl dad in the building. Everybody, he is a girl dad. You like being a girl dad? You were interviewed on Friday Night Hype with DB. Father's Day was about a month ago or so, something like that. Yeah. And incredible interview. Y'all check that out. Friday Night Hype with DB. It was featuring girl dads. It was a girl dad episode. Incredible episode. Father's Day episode. So yeah. Yeah, shout out to all the amazing fathers out there. Even though Father's Day is over, we got to celebrate y'all throughout the year. You know what I mean? So give me a prop.
Listen, I'm celebrating Father's Day. I'm celebrating right now. I'm celebrating 4th of July still. I'm celebrating
your birthday
and engagement. And then in 2 days, matter of fact, right back here on Wednesday night after the lights go out, it will be T Smiley's birthday. So I'm definitely going to be in the building. Y'all call in. Show me some love.
We hear you.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be a lot of fun Wednesday night. I'm looking forward to it. Definitely looking forward to it. It is going to be, you're celebrating a lot. You Father's Day and all kind of stuff, engagement and birthday and all kind of amazing things all at the same time. 4th of July. Nice. Good job. I'm excited. That's a nice, exciting month. You know what I mean? I don't know how you're going to top it next month, try. You can definitely try.
I know, right?
Sounds like an incredible month. Yeah, it's a good month. We are definitely celebrating here on We Talk Radio Network literally for the entire year. We're going to be celebrating. We have, not only am I getting married, my daughter's getting married. So we got birthdays coming up for a lot of different people. It's just a really, really exciting time. So, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want us to celebrate it with you, let us know right here on We Talk Radio Network. You can go to www.wetalkradio.com and leave a message in our comment section. Let us know when your birthday is so we can give you a birthday shout out. You got an anniversary coming up, a special message you want to send to somebody. Let us know and we can make it happen. Wetalkradio.com. Go to the comment section and you can leave us a comment there. Also go to our YouTube channel. We are definitely pushing our YouTube channel. Go to YouTube right now and type in We Talk Radio Network. That's two words, We Talk Radio Network. And you'll be able to see our incredible video. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, like, comment, all that good stuff. We appreciate the love. We're all over all the social media platforms for you to enjoy. We've got so many amazing things going on. Stay tuned to our website. Some incredible events that are coming up. One coming up at the end of next month. So we're getting ready for that absolutely right now. That's DJ Riley. She is putting together her first event, the Help for the Helpless event. So it's going to be a youth-based event, so it's going to be a lot of fun, an online event So you can go to wetalkradio.com. You can go to, Heels on the Move to Heal.org to get more information about that. Or go to Eventbrite, and you can purchase tickets, eventbrite.com. And it's Help for the Helpless. That's the name of the event. It's entitled Help for the Helpless. And so we are, like I said, DJ Riley, she is one of the radio personalities here for We Talk Radio Network. She's 15 years old. She's an artist, and she has many talents as well as being a radio personality. This is her first event, so we want to definitely support her in many, many ways. The helpless community that she is trying to support is going to be our less fortunate homeless community, as well as our human trafficking survivors and victims. So we want to definitely support her as she does her community work to support those who are in need. So for more information, go to wetalkradio.com or heelsonthemovetoheal.org, H-E-E-L-S, heelsonthemovetoheal, H-E-A-L.org. All right. We're going to continue on with this amazing show. We've got some awesome music. I want to enjoy all night for the rest of this night. So y'all get ready to jam out and rock out with us. Thank you, E-Man. Thank you, T-Smiley, for being here tonight. Shout out to Big Joe. I know he is holding it down at work tonight. So shout out to the rest of the Hot Topic panel. Thank y'all for being here tonight. Y'all keep rocking out. Thank you, Mandy the Mentor, for being here as well. We truly appreciate it. Well, for everybody who's calling in to vote for either Fantasia or Leandria Johnson or J-Hud, we will collect all of those, and we will get back with you guys next week about that final total. So you can also go to wetalkradio.com to leave your comment. Matter of fact, I'll give you until Thursday. Thursday midnight is the cutoff time. Thursday at midnight is the cutoff time. Leave your comments, because I know a lot of people come and listen to the show and the podcast. So go leave your comments right now. WeTalkRadio.com. Go to the comments tab and let us know specifically who you think should win that versus battle. J-Hud, Leandria Johnson, or Fantasia.
It's Fantasia.
Fantasia! Ooh. Fantasia!
You know what? Just for that kid, dude, we need to end out on some Leandro Johnson. No, just playing E-Man. I'm just playing E-Man.
Listen, we're gonna end out on some goodies. I want to have some fun real quick though before we end out. So do me a favor, T. Smiley, if you can close us out in prayer. That way we can have our prayer done, and then we can go ahead and close the show out with the rest of the music.
All right. All right. Well, as I'm walking down the street now, we just thank you and praise you, Lord, for just waking us up this morning, a day that wasn't promised to us, God. We thank you for our life of strength. We thank you just for being God. We thank you for the many blessings that you have given us. We thank you for the blessings that are still to come. We ask that you just continue to be with us as we finish out the rest of the night. And all throughout this week, God, keep us in your will, God. Keep us in your perfect will, God. Keep us in health. Keep us in the strength. Give us our strength that we need to continue out this week. And we give you all the glory and the honor that is due unto you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Thank you. Keep tuning in to the Kia D Unplugged Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
Thank you. This is Jeremy J. Glenn, Senior Pastor of Soil Church. Join me right here on Shine Lord Radio Show every Sunday, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, right here on We Talk Radio. And as I always say, don't meet me there, beat me there.
It's your girl, your pal, your gal. Anyways, Destiny Brown, y'all may know me from a little show called The Ken and Rye Show. You know, I'm Destiny, the producer on there, and I've loved doing it for so many years. Me and the We Talk Radio team, we were talking, and they were like, Destiny, you need your own show. We named the show Friday Night Hype with DB, and I'm so excited. We're going to be talking about hot topics, what's going on in the world, what's going on in pop culture, what's going on, you know, in our personal lives, you know, maybe be, you know, spilling a little bit of tea. The tea runneth over. Relationships, you know, boys, gals, the whole bit, you know, college, jobs, finding a big girl job, having a hot girl summer or a holy girl summer, you know, whatever you want to do. It's more of a, you know, a fresh vibe, very mature vibe. You know, I just turned 21. Friday Night Hype with me, your girl DB, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join me. We're going to have a great time. We in this thing.
My heart remembers to keep on looking. and play the notes as they were written. We can color in between the lines. We could both release our inhibition, create a love that's only yours and mine.
Let's make love by our own design.
Ooh, let's make love,
by our own design.
Thank you. from you. You gave so much to me, can't help but give it back to you. Right now I just wanna breathe, see living. Oh, come on, babe, now I realize
everyone that led me down led me to you.
Led me to you. Oh, baby, on a sleepless night.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Kia D Unplugged Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Again, thank you all so much for tuning in tonight. It's been an incredible night for everybody who will hear this in the podcast later. Thank you for being here tonight, no, or during the day or in the morning or whenever you got to hear it. I appreciate you for tuning in. Share this episode. Tell somebody about it. If you liked it, somebody else probably will love it too. So definitely tell somebody about us here at We Talk Radio Network. Tell them about our other shows, or just tell them about this show tonight. Tell them you have fun. Tell them you got to check out this hilarious show. That girl Kia D is a hot mess. I ain't tripping. You can tell them that. That way they can come tune in, see what the hot mess is all about. Shout out to Eric Roberson. That was him. The name of that track was titled Lessons. Listen, a little simple word from Kia D just to you. If you're looking for love, one simple piece of advice, if you'll let me give it to you, if you don't want to throw it in the trash, if you want it, I'm going to tell you, whatever you do, if you're looking for love, don't look. It will come to you. Trust me. You don't want to give off the look of desperation if you're out there looking. So just sit back, relax. It's definitely coming. Because you are lovable and you are amazing. And God wants you to have somebody special in your life, not just anybody. So just sit back, relax, and wait. And I know the meantime, that mean time in between time can kind of get a little hard. That's when you love on yourself. That's when you show yourself who you really are. That way when somebody comes into your life, you ain't got to show them who you are, because they're going to already know by the way you walk and talk, queen or king. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do it here on the Kia D Unplugged Show. We will see you Wednesday night for the After the Lights Go Out radio show, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Don't miss it. Thanks for tuning in to the Kia D Unplugged Show. Right here, this is my main man, Jeff Bradshaw and Raheem Devon. Y'all know I told y'all I love me some Raheem Devon. You're going to see why right now. If you ain't ever heard him, go check out his first album, The Love Experience. That whole album is a hit. Real talk. We'll see y'all Wednesday night. Peace. Night. Yeah.
Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action, using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. offering a wide variety of shows and services, We Talk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit our website at www.wetalkradio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.